The increased bus ridership comes at a time when gas prices are at an all-time high. Usage of transit systems in Madison and Waukesha are both up about 6%. But in Milwaukee, overall ridership is down, partly because for the past 8 years, the number of buses and routes has been scaled back. The marketing director for Milwaukee County Transit System is Jacqueline Jans. She predicts ridership will rebound.
By the end of the year, we're going to see some different results because, you know, let's face it, $4 a gallon is just shocking.
Milwaukee County Transit has already seen increases in its 10 most popular routes, along with the park and rides. That commuter traffic is also what's helping boost ridership for Waukesha Metro traffic. Marketing Director Brian Engelke says higher demand will not necessarily mean more buses and routes, at least not right away.
The issue is being able to get the funding to expand the service. At this point, it doesn't seem feasible that we could do that.
In Madison, the bus system set an all-time record for passengers last year. Madison Metro Marketing Director Mick Roosh says ridership is still going up.
I would say a lot of it is to rising gas prices. We've had high gas prices the last 2 or 3 years. Also in Madison, everyone is just very environmentally conscious as well.
This year, Madison became the first transit system in Wisconsin to operate hybrid buses. There are 5 in the fleet. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.